Every Wednesday, we bring you a participant of the Desmond and Leah Tutu Legacy Foundation's Leading for Humanity program, and we continue to highlight the cohort selected from various sectors, from law, local government, youth, employment, workers, education, social development, even the automotive industry, agriculture, policy advising, skills development for township youth. They cover the gamut of who they involve in this Desmond and Leah Tutu Legacy Foundation. And today we're going to be speaking to Noma Africa Nkwenkwe Makwele, who is a general manager for Communique's Social and Development Arm. Vula Matuba Mpumalelo joins me now on the line. You're a skills development specialist. What does a skills development specialist do, Noma Africa?
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for the opportunity. So a skills development specialist focuses on a wide range of implementation within the skills development sector, which includes, in essence, a focus on pivotal programs, which consist of your professional, vocational, technical, and academic learning, with a larger focus on providing access to opportunities that individual wouldn't normally know about or even have access with. And that also includes working with CETAs, working with the private sector that is in training, and also providing community learning to individuals that need those opportunities.
We'll be talking very much about the state of education, higher education, but you deal with skills development training in the CETA sector, the TVET sector, those who may not necessarily be coming from a strict academic inclination, but are building skills to gain employment and to contribute to the economy. And when we talk about and we ask the question, how do we make skills development, skills training that is out of the regular academic tertiary education, how do we make that more attractive to the young people who are leaving high school seeking some form of training but aren't necessarily part of the academic stream of post-schooling education?
I think there's a greater need in South Africa for a focus on occupational-based qualification and technical and vocational skills. That's where the role of the TVET colleges is fundamental in closing the gap. Currently, with the work that I'm doing, we're largely working with people that didn't complete their 12 years of schooling and has been in the job search for a number of years. And one of the fundamental elements is to expose them on those opportunities that are not necessarily driven by academics, that they're able to access your technical vocational training that will equip them with the necessary skills to be able to fit in within what we call the scarce and critical skills opportunities, where they will be able to use their hands. And also that whole stigma and the notion that everyone has to go through to university in order to access greater opportunities needs a bit of education and to be destigmatized, where we're actually saying that there's other revenues and opportunities that are available outside of your mainstream university four-year degree.
It's not often that you hear the word hope being quoted by Stats SA when dealing with the quantitative data that they produce, but Stats SA says the youth between the ages of 15 and 35 years old remain vulnerable in the labor market. The fourth quarter of the 2023 labor market results show that the total number of unemployed youth increased to 5.9 million. But Stats SA says the main reason why job seekers stop looking for work, stop seeking educational and skills development, is because they've run out of hope. Why have South Africans' youth run out of hope?
It's because of the limited resources that are available or limited opportunities that are actually there in the market to allow them to gain access because of all the hoops that the system allows. But if you look at the National Skills Development Plan 2030, it clearly stipulates what post-school education and training should be looking like, how it should be targeting those youth that we call them not in education, they're called NET, which stands for not in education, not in training, and not in employment, which is exactly the people that you're referring to. And one of the key elements that are fundamental for us to bridge that gap is what we call the community learning centers, which needs to be empowered in order to take on those greater numbers in opening those opportunities, because everyone rushes to a university and not look in terms of what actually qualifications are available that are scarce and critical that could allow that person, if they complete that degree, to get into a workplace. And not much career guidance is provided at a lower level, which is your grade 9 to grade 12, where they're saying these are the opportunities that will guarantee you employment when you're done. And then
Noma Africa and Kwenke Makwele, we have to leave it there, but really appreciate it. We'll be unpacking all things related to youth, from education, from skills, to simply what you do with yourself as a young person. We'll talk about internet connectivity, access to make them sure that they're part of a digital economy. All of this will be unpacked over the next 2 hours here on the show.